from the Bugle by John Gradwell. Episode 2, Royal Flush.
I've come on me bike!
I'm sorry?
I've come on me bike! That was my catchphrase.
Oh, I see. What does it mean?
It means I've come on me bike.
A sort of double entendre.
Hey, we had none of that in music hall.
Oh, this programme about a comedian called Max Miller said that...
Oh, what about Miller?
Let's see. He was on a mountain ledge and was about to commit suicide. You know, throw himself... No, it wasn't throw. It was...
Hey, leave the comedy to the professionals, son. Leave it to Frankie Funnybone.
Who?
Me.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Where were we, Mr. Funnybone?
I'd come on me bike!
Arnold! It's 10 o'clock exactly.
Do you do recipes as well, Bert?
It's 10 o'clock and he's not even in the office yet.
Who?
That bloke who took our Melvin's job.
Your nephew hasn't got a job.
No, that's because he's got it.
Can you not even bear to say Graham's name?
Of course I can.
Go on, then.
Girl, that bloke's been here 5 weeks and he still can't tell the time. When he finally decides to come in, he's gonna really
simmer down. Graham's not eaten because he went straight to interview Francis Furkettle.
I don't care if he went... Who?
Francis Furkettle. That's how we knew him at St. Saviour's C of E. You'll remember him as Frankie Funnybone.
Frankie Funnybone, the comedian? I thought he died.
He did. Every time he walked on stage. Any road, he's just been awarded the MBE.
What for?
He does a lot of charity work that nobody ever hears about, apart from the Queen.
Didn't he have a daft catchphrase?
I've come on me bike.
Laugh. I thought I'd never start.
So, Graham, slightly as I'm the most famous person you've ever met, eh?
Well, there was Sooty. Mind you, he never said much.
When did bloody Sooty ever fill the Bradford Alhambra?
With what?
People, you tater! Bums on seats! That were my game.
Yes. Well, anyway, Mr. Funny...
Funnybone.
Yes. Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. So, I'll be off.
Hey, you've asked me now yet.
I have?
What?
Let's see. You've been a widower 5 years.
Aye.
You have 2 daughters.
3 daughters.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's my shorthand.
Don't look like shorthand.
Well, it isn't. Not yet. It will be one day, though.
Looks like scribble to me.
5 grandchildren and you've just got the MBE.
Right.
What more is there to say?
What about when I was on the same bill as Jimmy James and Monsieur Eddie Gray at Bolton Hippodrome?
Ah. Who?
Jimmy James and Eli. Hey, are you putting it around that I'm balmy?
No.
Not that with a catchphrase.
I thought it was, I've come on me bike.
No, that were me. Why don't you listen and laugh?
Well, I'd love to stay, but it's Phil here.
Phil, wake up.
Eh? Oh, Phil will take your photograph now, Mr. Funnybone.
Ah, I wondered what he were there for.
Stand over here, Grandad.
Now, you. I want to be looking all distinguished-like. I've just got the MBE, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, right. Stick this on your head, thumbs up and a big daft grin. Come on. You must have more teeth left than that.
And then there was that time he drove straight past that explosion.
Did you never make mistakes, Bert?
Well, I generally look twice at a house with its roof in the front garden.
Do us a favour and shut up about Graham. Now, any ideas about who'll cover the new sports centre opening?
Well, as you mentioned it, I naturally thought...
You. And Brenda?
Yes. No, leave Brenda out of it.
I suppose we could send Lawrence.
Lawrence? Good God, Arnold, we're talking about the Dowager Duchess of Lacon.
I'm well aware of who's opening the leisure centre.
Arnold, you can't send Lawrence, not after what he said to the Duke of Edinburgh.
Well, you're right. Not Lawrence, but who?
Arnold, please, I'm the only royalist in that newsroom. You can't move in our house for bunting.
Very commendable.
Wait, just listen to this. First William the Norman, then William his son. Henry, Stephen, Henry, then Richard and John.
Who's that, the Chippendales?
No, it's the Kings of England. Then came Henry with Edwards 1, 2 and 3. Richard...
All right, you've convinced me.
Great.
We'll send Graham.
Hey, we're a little ray of sunshine.
Oh, you'd be like this after a morning with Frankie Funnybone, comedian. Hey, Lawrence, what's a dowager?
It's fish, innit?
Yeah, well, a dowager is a royal personage whose husband has died.
What, instead of clearing off like the rest of them?
Now, that's enough, Lawrence. Why do you ask, Graham?
I've got this press ticket to the new sports centre opening on Friday.
Hey, I fancied that.
Lawrence, the royal family's not recovered from their last encounter with you.
Prince Philip's one of their boys. You know what he said?
Shut your flaming cake hole, Lawrence.
Were you there?
Graham, you don't want that press pass.
Do I not, Bert?
No, no, you're a Republican. Royalty and you, well, they don't mix.
I know. I'm still going, though.
You give me that ticket or you'll be covering amateur dramatics till J.B. Priest is coming out of your ears.
You can't blackmail me.
Yeah, but Graham don't mind who's coming out of his ears.
Oh, shut up, you clown. Right, I'm commandeering that press pass. Give it here. Go, no, go. No. Oh!
What's all the commotion?
Get up, Bert.
You won't give me the press pass.
And put your teeth straight.
Oh, you won't give me the press pass.
Tell you what, Bert.
Yes, Arnold.
Ask your pal, Councillor McGoldrick, for an invitation. Carry on, everybody.
That's done it.
Why?
Well, McGoldrick's the council leader. He won't speak to Bert or anyone for a paper. Something about Brenda.
It's not my fault he's unlucky in love.
I reckon McGoldrick's got Vicky in his sights and all.
So what? She can look after herself.
Let's hope so. She's with him now. And 20 other sweaty blokes.
Eh?
You sure it'll be ready by Friday, Councillor?
Oh, aye, Vicky. Especially with this new firm on the job. Hey, Jeff! Put it on grow on trees, you know.
It still looks unfinished.
It'll be up by Friday. Then everyone in Butterthwaite will flop to the Benjamin McGoldrick Leisure Complex.
And you're happy with the name?
Yes. We did think about naming it after royalty, but in the end we decided...
to name it after you.
Vicky, it was a democratic decision.
Hey, Jimmy! Copper piping costs money!
You didn't say that when we plumbed your dishwasher in.
Shut up!
Always kidding, these lads.
And the Duchess was first choice to open the centre?
Absolutely. The old Duke, God rest his soul, was very good to Butterthwaite. Yes, we're extremely proud that our new sports centre is to be opened by his most gracious lady.
And not Wolfe off Gladiators?
Eh?
Well, I heard it was a toss-up between Wolfe and Basil Brush.
Yeah, well, turned a bit stroppy, didn't he?
Who, Wolfe?
No, Basil.
So, you're stuck with the Duchess.
Don't push it. Remember, I don't even talk to the Bugle.
Hey, Billy, pull your kecks up. We got company.
I'll bet you can't even remember what the feud was about.
I can. How is Brenda these days?
Fine, I think. Bert doesn't mention her much.
An attractive woman like that. And him. There's no accounting for taste. How's your love life, Vicky?
Desperate.
I could remedy that.
But not that desperate.
Perhaps I could get McGoldrick to talk to us.
You give over.
Oh, let me try, Bert. I've been here a month and all I've done is interview 90-year-olds who immediately drop dead. You know what they're calling me?
The Terminator. But that's not all you've done.
Oh, I forgot about the cricket averages.
How do you think Kate Adey started?
Not with four wides and a no-ball.
All right. You find out how much the sports centre actually cost the council, and I'll give you more interesting stories.
Great. What do you mean, how much it actually cost the council?
The National Lottery paid for two-thirds of it.
Huh. Let's see. It cost the council one-third, then. Can I have some more interesting stories now, Bert?
Yeah, Prillick. McGoldrick's worked a fiddle. You can start with that European Social Fund cash.
What European cash? How?
Go with Vicky to council tomorrow night. Get digging.
You're on.
I'll give you a week. And don't forget about tonight.
You mean tomorrow?
No, tonight. You're covering Butterthwaite Players. It's a comedy. By J.B. Priestley.
Hello, Brenda.
Councillor McGoldrick, I thought elections were last month.
It's more of a social visit, love.
And I was hoping you could do something about my doorway.
What's up with it?
There's a big ugly lump stuck in it.
Same old Brenda. Still here, I see.
It's the monkey glands.
I mean, you're still in Butterthwaite. A little bird told me that you were off to Blackpool with that...
Bert?
Yeah, that.
You two still not speaking?
Never.
Grown men.
Can I come in? Please.
5 minutes.
Not changed the wallpaper, eh? Still got the same stuff in the bedroom and all.
Here you are. Drink that, Graham. You deserve it.
How come?
Butterthwaite players can sap the fibre from your soul. Take it from one who remembers.
Why did you come with me then?
Well, you're going to cancel with me tomorrow. I thought I'd return the compliment.
Cheers. How are you getting home?
Oh, I'll walk. It's only a mile.
A mile? Oh, then perhaps I'd better come... Oh, no.
Hello, you two. Look who it is, Bert.
Yeah, let's sit over there.
No, we'll sit with Graham and Vicky. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sit down.
Both of you.
Oh, don't mind old misery guts. Just thought we'd have a quick drink before last orders. Hey, as we're in the car, we can give you a lift home.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll walk.
Nonsense. You live miles away. We'll run you home and then take Graham.
Great.
Thanks.
That's settled, then. Get me a rum and blackbirds.
Okay.
And whatever Graham and Vicky want.
Well, their glasses are half full.
Actually, mine's half empty. I'll have a pint, please.
So will I.
Me too.
Instead of a rum and black?
No, as well as...
I'm not made of money.
Oh, give over. Anyway, Vicky, what have you been doing with yourself?
There's still time for you to buy a round, pal.
Last orders, if you please.
No, but I think there's just about time for you to get one. Straight glass, please.
Now then, Graham, your review of the players.
Enjoy it, Mr. Beasley.
Should do. Spent all day on it.
Frankly, Graham, it's not good enough.
I got a 2-2 in English and European literature.
That doesn't wrap any chips round here. I mean, who is Sir Arthur Quiller Couch?
He's a critic.
He does the Daily Star video.
No, Lawrence, he's a literary critic. At least he was.
And what's an objective correlative?
Well, it's a bit hard to explain.
Graham, you must write so people round here will understand.
That means writing in English.
It means pie and peas language. Butterthwaite Bertha.
I'm sorry, Mr. Beasley.
Tell him about Bertha, Lawrence. And Graham, I don't want a critique of capitalist society from tonight's council.
Butterthwaite Bertha? What's that, Lawrence? A gun?
No, Bertha's our typical reader. Head screwed on, heart of gold, salt of the earth. Reading age 4.5.
Not the sort to hit with an objective correlative.
You'd be staring at 6 months if you did.
6 months? He won't be here in 6 months the way he's going on.
Oh, listen, Bert, I'm really...
Leave it, Graham. Concentrate on how to get McGoldrick to spill the beans.
Shut up about McGoldrick, Lawrence.
What's eating him?
And shut up about eating and all.
Lost your key, Bert?
No, Brenda. I just don't like strolling in when he's around.
Graham's a lodger, not my chaperone. Anyway, he's just gone to the council meeting.
Good. It was him I wanted to talk about. I'm the Dowager Duchess of Lacon. She's opening the new leisure centre on Friday.
I know. Wolf and Basil Brush fell out.
Is something going on that I should know about?
No. What's Graham got to do with it anyway?
Well, he's covering the thing, and so I thought you might give him this.
A mucky old rag?
A mucky old rag? That's the official Butterthwaite tea towel. We all got one of these at the coronation.
What's Graham supposed to do with it?
Get the Duchess to sign it.
You want her autograph on a pot rag?
Well, I see it more as a royal seal. I mean, it's not for me either. It's for an old chap I know.
Tell him to buy an autograph book.
Well, this will give his souvenir tea towel enormous value. Well, sentimental value, that is.
Are you always this cheap?
Just get what's-his-name to do it.
You ask Graham.
No, it needs a woman's touch.
Any joy with McGoldrick last night, Vicky?
His exact words to Graham were, no comment in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, I bet that were off the record, too.
He was keen to talk to me, though. He gave me a ticket to the opening.
Everyone's got one now. Except Bert.
I'm not bothered about that. Don't worry me.
Glad you're keeping so cool about it. Are you going?
I might pop along later.
I would. I've heard it'll be a real bender.
And shut up about Brenda.
I never mentioned Brenda.
Oh. Well, shut up anyway.
Bleeding loud mouth. Look, Bert, I know the subject's covered by a D-notice, but are you and Brenda okay?
Why?
Well, you thought I was talking about her. Is it to do with McGoldrick?
It took me out and he jumped up overblown.
I get the point. So, why don't you nail him yourself?
Well, I don't want to nail anybody. Not even him.
But you wouldn't mind Graham digging something up?
Well, I'm not bothered either way.
I see. If Graham fouls up, he's down the road and your nephew gets the job. Are they letting him run with scissors yet?
Oh, you think you're so clever, don't you?
I'm clever enough to see that you can't lose.
Well, that's all you know. Where is he, anyway?
Graham? He's gone home to get changed. For the sports centre opening.
Well, it's not for another hour.
Oh, Brenda said she wanted to give him a good soaping down.
Do what?
It's a joke. Humour. Remember that? Maybe not.
You do look smart, Graham.
Thanks, Brenda. You don't think the tie's a trifle sudden?
No, the Duchess will be dazzled.
Do you think so? Not that I give a monkey's what she thinks.
Of course not.
No, I'd put the lot of them against the wall. Bang, bang, bang! Oh. Is a Duchess Your Highness or your Eminence?
Just nod and look vague. Yes, like that.
Right. Well, I'll get going.
It's early, isn't it?
Well, they're serving drinks before the ceremony.
You are turning into a journalist. Oh, Graham, before you go, take this.
Great. Just what I needed.
Don't do that!
What else should I do with a handkerchief?
It's not a handkerchief, it's a tea towel.
It's a bit grubby, isn't it?
It is now. Anyway, it's a special tea towel. Someone I know, a confused and lonely old gentleman, would be grateful if you got the Duchess to sign it.
Do the royalty go in for all that?
Oh, yes, look at Magna Carta.
Right. Do I know this confused old gentleman?
I doubt it.
You know, I think I might. See ya.
Graham, you look after that tea towel.
I'll keep it right under my nose.
Good. Graham! Graham!
Graham, Graham, over here.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi. Graham, before we go into this bash, Arnold said I had to take your photograph.
What? For a picture byline?
Sort of. Don't smile, Graham. Put your thumbs down. Yeah. Look glum.
Glum? Why?
Arnold likes to have staff pictures on file in case the worst should happen to you. Hold that scowl. Yeah, brilliant. Are you going away on holiday this year?
Yeah, to see a friend in Germany.
Flying?
Yeah.
Right, I'll print up a few of these then.
Do you know who I am, officer?
Are you on my list?
Well, no, but...
Then I don't care who you are. You're not coming in.
Hey, what would you reckon if I said, I've come on me bike?
I'd reckon you might get home in time for neighbours.
Oh, for gods! Hey, Graham!
Hello, Mr. Funny Bird. Did you like the piece I did about you?
Didn't have many jokes in it.
You didn't tell me any.
Photo weren't much cop either.
Going away on holiday this year.
Never you mind about that. Thing is, I've mislaid me invitation. And the laughing policeman here is being a bit awkward. Have a word, will you?
Okay. Hello, Constable.
Good day, sirs. Can I see your invitations? Thank you. That's fine.
This pal of mine, this one here, he's mislaid his ticket.
Oh, not him. I thought he'd gone home.
Tell him who I am.
This man played with Jimmy James at Bolton Hippodrome.
Did he? Name?
That's more like it. Francis Thurkettle, alias Frankie Funnybone.
Right, Funnybone, you're nicked.
What for?
You'll find out when we've spoken to Mr. James. Played with him, eh?
Now look here, Sonny Jim. Hey! Oh, get off! Go!
Where is she, then?
How am I supposed to know?
I told you to look after her.
Don't blame me, McGoldrick. You chose the Duchess. I wanted Eddie the Eagle.
Well, you haven't got Eddie the Eagle, and now you haven't got the Dowager Duchess of Laeken.
Councillor McGoldrick. Councillor Thomas. Political opponents mixing in a friendly fashion.
Hello, Graham.
What do you want?
I had second thoughts about that interview.
Yes, I have.
Oh, cool.
And the answer's still no. Now get lost.
I am lost. I can't find the toilets. No signs anywhere.
Cheeky swine. He's half cut.
It wasn't my idea to dish out the drink so early.
It helps to keep things going.
It helped the Duchess to go.
Hey, I'm not being told my job by some spotty face.
Less of the spotty face. Two more seats and I'd have a majority.
Two more seats and you'd have a reliant Robin. Come on, let's go and find the old boiler.
Oh, very classy. Nicest toilets I've seen for many a long year. Oh, sorry, mate, Hold on. You shouldn't be in here.
Oh, dear.
Come on, get up. You should be on the floor in the ladies. No, I mean...
Oh, dear, I feel ever so slightly indisposed.
Oh, heck. Man the lifeboat. Here, darling. Duchess, take this, quick.
Oh, dear. I seem to have befouled you. Exquisite antimacassar.
It's only an old tea towel. And your tea's in it.
Oh, but this is unforgivable. Your beautiful tea towel besmudged.
Look, don't worry. It's how he would have wanted it. Come on, let's go. Put your arms around my neck. Okay, yep, yes, that's it. Come on. Ready? Left, over, right and under. Good.
She must be somewhere.
Nobody's seen a trace of her.
Then get back and try and... What are you doing lurking in the ladies?
I wasn't lurking, Councillor. I was transferring an important piece of baggage. A very important piece.
He's a lurker. You can see his eyes are too close together.
Benny, shut up. Are you saying the Duchess is in there?
Yep. At last, we can get on with the opening.
She couldn't open a bag of crisps.
What do you mean?
He means your famous hospitality has put the Duchess on her back.
Give over. She can't be that bad.
A little bit off the top.
Bloody hell. I've seen drunken sailors in better nick.
I told you we should have got Eddie the Eagle.
Shut up about Eddie the sodding eagle.
This is what comes of shoveling a gallon of red biddy down her in half an hour.
I didn't notice you signing the pledge either.
Are you calling me a drunk? Right, outside.
You're on.
Gents, aren't you drifting away from the point?
The point is, I'll hit him so hard his mother will have a black eye.
And while you're brawling in front of your lovely new sports centre, who's going to open it?
You tell me.
I was just about to.
Eh?
I can get you another opener.
Can you, Graham?
Yes, but there are two conditions.
What conditions?
End your stupid feud with the Bugle and give me an exclusive interview about the sports centre funding.
Never. What else?
Make sure the Duchess gets home safely after her sudden attack of flu, and nobody's the wiser.
I can't believe this. A jackal of the press suppressing a tasty story about the royal.
She's a lonely old woman. You've probably got more royal blood than she has.
That's a sobering thought.
Who is this opener?
One of the town's favourite sons.
Is he here?
Almost.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
There's a huge crowd around him by shouting into the postbox, "Well, how did you get in there in the first place? I've come on me bike!" Hey, and don't let them tell you it didn't happen because I were there.
I wish he was there now.
Don't be rotten, Graham. Besides, it was your idea.
I know, Vicky, but why are they laughing? I've seen funnier motorway pile-ups.
It reminds them of the good old days. You know, corner shops, Tim Bath's in the front parlour.
Diphtheria.
Anyway, and he spots this painting in our Last Supper on the landlady's wall. And he says to her, "I see you've had Dr. Croc and his crackpots here as well."
So, how did you get McGoldrick to be to talk to you?
I found this joker to replace the Duchess.
Is that it?
Well, I did tell McGoldrick we were looking for a local man who'd come up on the national lottery. Seemed to do the trick.
Brilliant.
And I also mentioned his wife might be interested about him and Brenda.
Wow. Well, what about him and Brenda?
Well, I was hoping you'd tell me.
The only thing that I've heard is... Oh, hang on, here's the ceremonial books.
So, I declare this here sports effort well and truly open! Now then, where's the grub?
Morning, everyone. Good weekend?
Graham,
Hey, Bert, you'll have that McGoldrick piece on your desk by Wednesday morning.
You won't be here on Wednesday. Our Melvin will be sitting in your chair.
What do you mean?
Did you not see this yesterday?
Sunday sports, certainly not. I was wandering in the Lake District, lonely as a cloud.
Well, wander on to page 7.
My pussy went meow, wow, wow, wow in the microwave.
Page 7.
Oh, yeah. Royal flush. Daffy Duchess dead drunk down the... Oh, God.
You sold the story.
No!
Selling stuff before it's been in the Bugle is a sackable offence.
But Bert, I didn't...
And McGoldrick phoned. He said the interview's off.
He can't do that.
He just did. So all you'd have been looking forward to is seeing off a few more 90-year-olds.
Hey, Arnold.
What's been going on, Graham?
I didn't tip off Sunday Sport, Mr. Beasley.
I know you didn't.
Eh?
It was Armitage, the freelance.
So I'm in the clear?
No, you've still got to explain why your report doesn't mention the Duchess's, indisposition.
Well, I thought it would be kinder.
Graham! You're a newsman, not Julie Andrews.
I just thought that...
You just maybe... write it all down. I'll do the thinking.
Does that mean I can stay?
Just about. No more daft stuff, though.
No, Mr. Beasley.
Carry on.
Yeah, all right, carry on. I'd have had you out that door before you could say Princess Marina.
Yes, Bert. Who?
Get those cricket scores typed up now.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Shut up, Lawrence!
Ah, Graham. Hope you're feeling brighter than my ancient Uncle Scrooge over there.
Oh, Lawrence, you won't believe what nearly happened.
Only just, I see. But here's a little something to perk you up.
£50?
Don't flash it round. That's an advance. More to come when Jeff gets the check.
Jeff who? What check?
Jeff Armitage. Sunday Sport like a tale to themselves.
Well, then it was you!
Let's keep it a bit quieter, eh?
You sold the tale after I told you in confidence.
Ah, but you didn't say those three magic words off the record.
I could have been sacked.
Stop worrying and have a night out on proceeds.
Oh, I don't know. How much is to come?
That's more like it. And, I think I've got a buyer for that tea towel you were on about.
Hey, that tea towel is not for sale. The owner has informed me.
I've heard it's just some dopey old gimmer. Hand it over, Graham.
Don't you dare give him that tea towel. I want it. For the old gentleman. Where is it, anyway?
Here, Bert. But I have to tell you
that... What's it doing in that plastic bag? You have it all creased.
The thing is, Bert...
Graham, please, let Bert handle it.
Did the Duchess manage to sign it?
You could say she left a mark on it, but
hand it over, then.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Positive?
Let me have it!
Right. Catch.
Ah, here we are. Ugh! Oh, what? Oh, my God, what's this? Oh, it's all over me. This suit cost 15 guineas. God.
You know, Graham, it amazes me every time.
Oh. What?
Where do they grow all that sweet corn? Look.
From the Bugle starred Geoffrey Holland as Bert Bull, Robert Beck as Graham Carpenter, David Ryle as Arnold Beasley, and Francis Jeter as Brenda Thistlethwaite. Sue Devaney played Vicky Cox, and Dean Williamson played Lawrence Stevens. All other parts were played by Peter Serafinovich, Mark Gatiss, Peter Silverleaf, and Margaret Stallard. It was written by John Gradwell, and the producer was Kathy Smith.